The Cradle Coast Kids Teaching Kids event is on tomorrow at Camp Clayton near Ulverston. To tell us all about it, Cherie Jaffray, she's one of the organisers. Good morning, Cherie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. So you'll have about 230 primary school kids there at Camp Clayton tomorrow.
We do, which is very exciting. Just over 230 students from seven different schools in our region.
Do you want to name the schools?
I'd love to. We've got two classes from Sassafras Primary joining us. We've got Yolla District High School. We have two classes from Somerset Primary School. We have Boat Harbour, Burnie Primary, Havenview and Cooey Primary School students coming along. So it's very exciting. Each year we get a little bit bigger.
All right. So what sort of things are the kids going to be doing?
Oh, they're amazing. And I'd like to just stress, you know, the kids come up with their topics of interest to them, of an environmental issue that's important to them. So we've got Saving the Tassie Devil, to why worms are healthy for us, to rabbits, looking at feral rabbits, but also benefits of having a rabbit as a pet, threats to native plants and animals. It's a really wide and varied topic, and the ozone layer. So they're covering a bit of everything, burrowing crayfish, freshwater. There are lots of great topics.
All right. Now, you mentioned Saving the Tassie Devil. I believe your opening performance will be by the Sassafras Grade 2 kids. They'll be putting together their presentation first up.
They are, and they're our youngest audience members, so they're putting together a little song for us in our opening ceremony. So that's really exciting, and that's a big deal for them because they're only little people and they're going to be looking at it, all those big kids looking up at them, but I'm sure they're going to do a great job. All the students are putting a lot of time and preparation, research. Some of them have had mentors come along and talk to them about their chosen topic, so they're well prepared, and us grown-ups learn lots from them.
All right, so for parents, how are they actually getting there? Are they getting buses from schools, or do parents have to actually take them there?
Cradle Coast NRM sponsored each school, put some money towards buses for them so they could attend. So I'm assuming most schools, you know, they'll always have parent help and a couple of parents, but parents of students are more than welcome to drive and to meet us there. It starts at 10 o'clock and it'll finish at 2 o'clock.
Mm. Well, that's a lot of kids in one place. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared. I'm pretty sure I haven't forgotten anything. I've got lots of hands on deck and people helping me out on the day, so it'll all run smoothly. This is our third annual event now, so we're starting to sort of smooth out the creases, and it's going to be great day tomorrow. Camp Clayton's an awesome venue. We have it to ourselves, nice and big, and I'm pretty sure the kids are going to have an amazing time.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, what about clothes? Do they wear their school uniform or just normal round-the-house clothes?
Oh, they'll have their school uniforms on, but when they arrive, they get a little goodies bag, and part of that is a T-shirt. So we like them all to wear their Kids Teaching Kids T-shirt for the day, so everyone looks the same. And they have a name tag, and on that tag, they'll be broken into groups, where they might be the devils, the penguins, the quolls, but they'll be mixed with students from all seven schools, so they won't be just stuck with their class. They'll get to meet all the other kids and move around to the different workshops together, and in their Kids Teaching Kids T-shirts. They look fantastic, and it's a really wonderful opportunity for them to meet new people and just to grow in confidence and, really excel. I'm always blown away at just how well the kids really do and the pride they take and that resilience that's built in them and confidence. They really shine on the day. It's awesome.
Do they have to bring lunch with them?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can't cater for 230.
Well, I suppose. It's a lot. That's a lot of chocolate milk.
It is.
All right. Well, that's terrific. I think it's a great idea, and I'm sure it's going to be fun for the kids there tomorrow. And so parents just pick them back up at school at the normal time, yeah?
Yeah. They leave from school and they arrive back at school. So, school event, and parents are more than welcome to come along on the day if they like.
All right, that's tomorrow at Camp Clayton. That's awesome, and thanks for having a yarn this morning. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.